Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin today, January 14th, 2008. Hello. Paper full of stories about the Michigan primary. Also, lots of discussion about the auto show. We'll get to Golden Globes.
There's so many things.
We'll get to that. But wait, there's more. There's the ramble. You first, Rachel.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about something. This is a little disconcerting. It's been reported recently that more than 3 million young people have used cough medicine to get high.
So what's the age when they're talking about young people?
12 to 25.
Okay.
Pretty big range. But apparently 5% of these folks have abused the cough medicine, a number comparable to LSD users.
Mm.
And greater than the number who've used methamphetamines. Apparently, cough suppressants contain this thing called DXM. I'm not even going to try to say this.
Yep.
Well, they wrote a pronouncer, so I'll try. Dextromethorphan, which causes disorientation, blurred vision, and slurred speech, and also some vomiting. But apparently, it also makes you kind of high, so.
Yeah, a lot of people, from what I've read, they use it as mixers sometimes
that
with Red Bull.
Gross.
Or with other kind of alcoholic beverages. If you go to the store now, I actually had to buy some cold medicine recently. You feel a little bit like you did something wrong because behind the counter.
The pharmacist is giving you old enough to use that Sudafed?
What are you going to be doing with that? As part of the green movement, cloth diapering is making a comeback. Time magazine is reporting on it this week. But they're not the sort of
labor-intensive,
stanky, stained ones. These ones have Velcro and buttons and snaps replacing the pins. Apparently, there are some that even have water-resistant covers of merino wool.
The J. Crew variety.
Yes, exactly. They can be very, very expensive. But they have very cute names now, apparently, like Fuzzy Buns. Mm-hmm. Bum Genius and Happy Heinies are apparently the leaders. This actually, I was going to pitch this as a story in our meeting. A woman has developed, it was in the New York Times on Saturday, what has developed a reusable cloth diaper, but it's made out of polar fleece because she realized how polar fleece wicked away water and how washable it is.
Yeah, but that's for number one. What about number two?
Well, that's a problem any way you look at it. So,
well, good for you, parents. Labor intensive. Okay, that's all I got to say on that. Political news out of New Jersey. Yesterday, the state of New Jersey became the second in the United States to sign a bill that would eliminate the Electoral College. I'm all for this. Can I say that? Anyway. The bill would deliver their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. And if enough states sign this compact, it would eliminate the Electoral College's power to choose a president. And apparently Maryland was the first state to pass the compact into law. Governors of California and Hawaii vetoed bills to join the compact. So clearly controversial.
Yeah. Jersey has about 15, I think, votes, and Maryland about 10, and California about 932. So anyway, the Adult Entertainment Expo wrapped up in Vegas this past weekend.
Really?
Just in case you were wondering, it is the largest adult entertainment trade show in the world.
I love that it's an expo. It's like you can just slap the word expo in anything and all of a sudden it's supposed to be legitimate.
Well, it's so funny because, they had the Consumer Electronics Show and then they cleared those guys out, all the tech nerds out, and they brought in all the adult entertainment. Same convention
center.
Was there
higher than usual attendance at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Good point.
Ivan in Detroit's please, to his boss, can I go to the electronics show?
Well, apparently several of the electronic attendees extended their stay a day or two, and apparently a lot of pictures taken.
Yeah.
That's from various local reports.
Good to know.
And apparently this just in, we're getting this from one of our editors here, that Jenna Jameson, if you don't know who she is, you're just going to have to Google it yourself. But don't do that at work. That's my clue.
Okay, I don't know.
She's announcing that she's retired. She announced she is retiring, apparently. So
I don't know who that is. Can you just give me a quick...
I will talk to you later in the ladies' room. Out of earshot of microphones.
Interesting. Okay.
And that does it for The Ramble.